Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Good morning. Hope you're well. It is another fine and dandy day. Lots to do, places to go, people to see, awesome stuff. So I hope you're having a good one. Loads of fun things planned. I just wanted to drop in quickly today and just have a chat with you about how you're starting your day. Because I've noticed, and you know, I've read in various other places and things that other people have said, and actually a lot of people say it because it does seem to be very, very true, is how you start your day kind of sets the tone for how the rest of your day goes. So, morning, Laura. So how are you starting your day? Are you starting your day stressed? Are you rushing around? Are you late? Have you got people to organize, small children to get out the door? Or is it just a non-stop hectic turmoil that is then exacerbated by sitting in traffic or, you know, getting into a job that you don't really enjoy? You've got something coming up that you don't really want to do. And when you start your day that way, when you are in that kind of vibration of, you know, just almost anxiety, just really kind of hectic is the word I'm looking for, that kind of hectic vibration. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that if I start my day that way, generally that's how the rest of my day goes. It's a never-ending saga of chasing my tail and getting pissed off by various things. And it's happened enough now. I've allowed it to happen enough for me to notice that there is an absolute correlation between these two things. And so wherever possible, and sometimes life just gets in the way, and sometimes you wake up to a phone call that is just going to set the tone for the rest of your day. And there's, you know, there's not too much you can do about that. Or is there? Ooh. So I'd like you to start getting intentional about how you start your day. And if you find that, because this happened to me, I'll backtrack. Last week, our car, whilst stationary and just minding its own business, had the arse end of a bin lorry go through the side of it, through various misjudgments by the person driving the bin lorry. And no one was hurt, not the end of the world. In the grand scheme of things, it's a car, it's not the end of the world. The fact that it's my baby doesn't matter at all. But no one was hurt, which is the main thing. Because we're now dealing with insurances and we're having to get replacement car, blah, 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 blah. It's become a bit of an arse ache. And the other day, my morning started first off with my other half coming in, waking me up, which always irritates me, waking me up to tell me some insurance stuff. So before I'd even kind of realized where I was, I had someone in my ear talking about this arse ache issue. And then Whilst I sort of blurrily came through that, my phone went off, which I usually have on silent, but for whatever reason, I didn't. And it was someone connected to the insurance side with issues and questions and blah, blah, blah. So from the very get-go, my day was just like, if I'm not careful, my day is fucked. I wasn't in the best of moods. I wasn't in a good headspace. And the temptation, because I started out in that kind of frenetic energy, the temptation was to just continue in that. You know, I had stuff to do for work, I had clients coming in, blah, 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 blah. Loads of stuff going on. And the temptation was just to go, just to rush around going, ah, so much to And I actually made myself, and it took some real effort, actually. I will confess, it took a bit of effort. I actually made myself stop and go back to how I normally start my day, which is to get up, write my gratitude list, write my intention, write some affirmations, and just take a moment to visualize how my day is going to go. And I forced myself to stop and do that. And in the background, there was this kind of little frenetic voice going, no, you've got to keep going. And it was like, no, do you know what? Shut up. I'm just going to take this moment. And as soon, because I do it so often and so regularly, as soon as I opened my journal to start writing my gratitude list, as soon as I did that, my mind and body went, ah, we're here. Okay, let's relax. Let's feel grateful. Let's feel thankful. And as soon as that happened, I felt so much better. By just taking a couple of seconds to pat and interrupt myself with quite literally went, shut up! And then sat down and did my journaling. And it made a massive difference. It really, really did. It took me out, it plucked me out of that frenetic, stressed, anxious energy and plopped me into an energy of calm and gratitude and focus. And from that, I was then able to save the rest of my day. Now, I found that probably relatively easy because that's something I do, that little bit in the morning is something I do every day. So I'm used to it. And I sit in the same place. And my mind and body knew immediately what was going on. And just it's got to the stage now because I've done it so often, it drops automatically. My frequency drops automatically or raises automatically into that grateful zone, which feels so much better. So if this is not something you do, I would like you to consider doing it or something similar. And if you do nothing else, I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend doing a gratitude list. And I've spoken about this before, but the feeling of gratitude is such a powerful one. And the more you can feel thankful for stuff, the more of that stuff comes your way. So there's another reason for doing this. It's very much tied into the whole manifestation process. And it's because it changes your frequency. It changes every cell in your body, changes to this grateful, thankful, appreciative frequency and vibration. So if it's not something you do, I'd like you to consider doing it. And I write six gratitudes. And what you want to do with your gratitudes is I write them out in a specific way. I've said this before, I'll say it again. And mine start, thank you. I am so grateful for whatever it is, feeling, and then however that makes me feel other than the gratitude. So to give you an example, thank you. I'm so grateful for this beautiful home and garden, feeling spacious and light. Thank you. I'm so grateful for Danny, feeling loved and supported and having fun. And by bringing in that feeling, it's like adding that secret sauce. It's giving that extra oomph. Because if you just sit there and write out things that you're grateful for without allowing yourself to feel the gratitude, quite frankly, you're wasting your time. What is the point? What is the point? The whole point of a gratitude exercise is to feel the gratitude. So prompt yourself to do that. And if you're new to this, you might find it a little bit difficult. You might struggle to come up with like six things, and that's okay. Start with one thing. Start with one thing that you can feel grateful for. And it can be something very small. It can be something that you consider to be very, very obvious. Or it could be something very big. It doesn't matter. The point of this is to get the gratitude muscle flexing, to get the gratitude juices flowing, to moisten yourself in gratitude. Oh, that's all my worst words in one hit there. Moisten juices. But that's the point of the exercise. That's the point of the exercise. So if you struggle with six, start with one, start with two, start with three. Yeah, do you have air to breathe? Can you be thankful for that? Yeah. So just start there and just notice how that changes your days. Now, you might not notice anything to begin with, but I would like to invite you to step outside of this expectation of instant gratification, because that's always going to lead you to disappointment. And as you step to the side of that, allow yourself to do it regularly, to do this gratitude regularly, to start your day a certain way regularly. If one day you slip, don't beat yourself up about it, but notice how your day goes and then get back into it. So if it helps you to set an alarm so you remember to do it at the beginning until it becomes habit, do so. Do whatever you need to do to make it as easy as possible to do this every morning. Because the easier you make it, the more likely you are to do it. And do it, you know, keep doing it. Give yourself, you know, 7-14 days. But become aware during that, become aware of the impact that has on your day and how it changes how you feel. So I'm gonna leave that one with you. Now, of course, it doesn't have to be a gratitude list. It's just something that works really well for me. Maybe for you, it's meditating. I mean, I also do tapping and meditation as well, but let's keep it, if this is new to you, let's keep it at one thing to start with. But find something that's going to help you, just to give you just a moment. And that's why I like the gratitude list. It's actually very quick. But the impact is very big. But if there's something that you really enjoy doing, if you really enjoy meditating, if you really enjoy journaling something out, if you really enjoy tapping, if you really enjoy, you know, going for a walk or whatever, do whatever it is that drops you. So if you're on, on the podcast, I'm doing a Facebook Live and it's just thrown me out of Facebook, hence the let me just get back in and I can follow that train of thought. Oh, just love technology. Welcome back. So I'm thinking I'm being very smart by doubling up and doing a Facebook Live and I'm recording a podcast at the same time. The people on the podcast just heard me go, ugh, as Facebook chucked me out of this life. Anyway, I'm back now. So welcome back. So what I was saying was, whatever it is that puts you in that good frequency, that puts you in that good frame of mind, do it. Set aside the time to do it. If it means getting up a little bit earlier to do it, I invite you to give that a go. The trick to starting, if this is new for you, the trick to starting a new habit like this is to make it as easy as possible. As easy as possible. And it's to remind yourself to do it. So that's why I say, if you need to set an alarm to begin with, do so. And then your body will start to get used to you doing this at the same time every day. It's like brushing your teeth. Okay, I'm willing to bet that in the morning, you can't leave the house until you've brushed your teeth. And perhaps brushing your teeth is one of the first things you do, because that's kind of what we were taught to do. We've been doing it for years. And if you don't do it, you feel really uncomfortable. So you want to get this to that sort of stage. And the only way you're going to do that is to do it regularly. So make it as easy as possible. Try and do it at the same time every day, or, you know, do it when you get up. It doesn't necessarily have to be, I'm going to do this at 7 o'clock every morning. It could just be, when I get up, I'm going to do this. And then your body and your mind start to get into that groove. So have a little think about that. If you already do something like this, give me some feedback. How do you find it? Does it make your days better? Do you find it makes no difference whatsoever, but you just always do it because that's what you've always done? But interestingly, I'd like you to think about it, because we tend to get into the trap of saying, well, I do this all the time and it's made no difference. But actually, if we think back to the time before we did it, oh gosh, there is a change there. Before I started this, stressed, frenetic, hectic days, blah, I felt awful. But because I've been doing it for so long, I tend to forget that that is how I used to feel. So have a little play with it. Have a little play with it. And let me know how you get on. Drop me a line. Put something in comments. Send me a message. You can, you know, if you are on the podcast, you can catch me on Facebook, Claire Turner-EFT, everything in Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. Or you can get me on Instagram. To be down with the kids, I think my Insta handle is at Claire Turner-EFT UK, I think. I have people who do that for me, so I'm never too sure. Let me know how you get on with it. And apologies that I got kicked out mid-rant by Facebook there. Thank you for bearing with me. I do appreciate it. All right then, lovely peeps. So hopefully your day started wonderfully. Hopefully this helped. Hopefully you can gain something and utilize that, the gratitude list or whatever it is that will work for you, and start your days in a really groovy way. So have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you again very soon. Doodles! Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. And just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.